Your name is Dolores?
Yes, and I'm pretty.
Okay, Dolores.
I'm pretty pissed off.
You're pretty pissed off?
Yeah, because it's the holiday. I'm sorry, I don't want to start off on the wrong foot, but it's Christmas time.
Uh-huh.
And I'm alone.
Uh-huh.
Again.
Naturally.
Why are you alone, Dolores?
Yeah, I'm alone again, naturally.
Why?
Tell her about your outfit you're wearing.
Nobody's supposed to be alone during the holidays.
I know, girl, but it's been a rough...
Girl.
It's been a rough year
day,
for me.
Huh?
What's that?
It's been a rough year for you, huh, baby?
It has, and I just don't have a lot of luck with social skills. I'm a transvestite.
Okay.
And I'm dressed up in my holiday outfit, and that's always helped in the past, but this year it's almost like a mockery.
What is your holiday outfit? Maybe you need to change your image.
I think it's pretty fine.
What
girl.
Is it?
It is it's
girl.
A red velvet outfit, short.
Uh-huh.
With a lot of white fur.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm covered in fur.
You're
most
covered
of it's from
fur.
The outfit.
He's on his game today.
But it's like, did you ever see the Mariah Carey video?
Which one?
Like the one where she's like Mrs. Claus frolicking in the snow?
Yeah.
That's me all over, except I ain't got no snow, baby.
Except you ain't got no snow.
Tell her to make you some eggs.
And that's not working this year to attract people?
No, so I want some comfort food. Do you think you can walk me through this personal crisis? What's your name,
girl? My name is Carmen.
Carmen?
Uh-huh.
Like the opera?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well, talk to me, Dolores. I'm going to try to help you, okay?
All right.
Dolores.
Normally, I like eggs, but do you think you could make me some turkey?
Can I make you some turkey?
Yeah, stay with me here. Do you think you could make me some turkey? Stuff
yeah,
a bird?
Yeah, I can make you a bird.
Can you stuff the bird?
Yes, I can stuff the bird.
Okay, where are you now?
I'm sitting in my living room.
Well, walk
to
the kitchen.
To the kitchen?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Is it a well-appointed kitchen?
Yes.
I want all, does it have one of those center aisles?
Yeah.
Because you're going to need to slice some vegetables for the bird.
Okay, I'm about to slice vegetables for the bird.
Yes. Get yourself, do you have a Bermuda onion?
You know
no,
she
I never
does.
Heard of a Bermuda onion.
Her look between her
green
legs.
Brown onion, I have green onion.
No, no. What are you, Booker T and the MGs? We need a Bermuda onion.
Well, I don't have a Bermuda onion.
Oh, no. I'm paying the time for you to talk me through what could be the worst holiday ever, and you better have a $2.99 a minute for the first 5 minutes. Bermuda onion, Carmen!
Would you like me to go purchase a Bermuda onion?
I would like you to magically have an onion!
Okay, I will magically...
Check in the refrigerator! I bet it's there!
Okay. Let's get the Bermuda onion.
Yeah, let's! Great idea!
All right, please stop yelling at me.
All right. Merry Christmas. All right, do you have the onion?
Yes, I have the Bermuda onion.
All right, do you have some sort of big... knife?
A knife?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
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 Dad? Please.
Well, I'm just not feeling too perky, but...
No, Dad, not perky. Turkey. Now, Dad, listen, I'll talk to you in a little bit. I know you have that whole thing about Zsa Zsa you want to talk about. And
I beg pardon?
No, Zsa Zsa? About Zsa Zsa. Excuse me, Carmen, my dad's on the extension.
Oh, hi, Pop.
No, don't talk to him.
I
hello?
Can't say hello to your dad.
Hello?
Hi.
You saw my picture of me and Zsa Zsa. Yeah, the Zsa first Zsa. Thing you want to know if I'm getting it on with Zsa Zsa. Yeah.
Are you getting it on with Zsa Zsa?
Listen, leave my
hello?
Dad alone.
Zsa Zsa is
hello?
Pretty.
Carmen?
Yes? Listen.
Well, I'll tell you one thing.
Oh,
I'll scratch yours if you'll scratch mine.
You see, my dad was in the military.
Uh-huh.
And he was in the Air Force.
Uh-huh.
I'm very, very sick.
And he's not a well man.
Okay.
And if we could get him off the phone, it'd be good because we...
The hell you're not!
Dad! Dad! She's going to cut the onion!
That sounds scrumptious.
Oh, you're doing two different voices.
Hi, sweetheart.
No, it's my dad.
Oh.
Oh.
I'm very, very sick.
You see, that's my dad.
Okay.
Would you identify yourself?
Huh?
Carmen, would you identify yourself?
Would you identify yourself?
For my father?
I'm Carmen.
All right.
Who the hell is paid with good intentions? You know that?
Yes, father.
Father.
My father raised me. My mother was a circus clown.
Really?
Yes. and my father was never around because he was in the military.
Well, my nails grow long. All the women are jealous of my fingernails.
Ever since he left the military, he's gone all to seed.
I don't know. I dropped an awful lot of bombs on him.
Oh, God. Now he's talking about the war. Carmen, listen.
Huh?
Do you have that onion?
Yes.
All right, I want you to slice it.
Okay.
Slice it in half.
In half.
Then half.
And half.
And then half again.
And half again.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'll scratch yours if you'll scratch mine.
Okay, do you know about the game? It's an old military game called Scratch the Onion.
No, I never heard of it.
All right, now listen.
That sounds scrumptious.
That was Dad's favorite. Dad loves it, but Dad hates the holidays.
Oh, okay.
Do you have any margarine?
Margarine, yes.
Now, how about them apples?
That's right. No apples in the stuffing, Dad. Apple dressing is not a go.
Apple dressing?
Yeah, listen,
stay
baby.
Stay on the stick, baby. Stay on the stick.
Yeah, just stay on the stick with me if you would, Carmen. Can you?
Yes, I can.
All right. I want you to melt that margarine
in
some sort of saucepan.
Okay.
All right. Tell me when it's melted, because I got plenty of time.
Okay.
All right. Christmas.
Okay. Let me get a little saucepan out of my cabinet.
Right. Very, very sick.
Oh, Father. Every time we get a mood,
Father.
There's Dad. My dad with his military
upbringing.
Okay,
I'm melting the margarine in the saucepan.
Right. Don't scorch it.
Hi, sweetheart.
I'm scorch the margarine.
Would you please speak to my father? He don't get around much anymore.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi. How are you?
I don't know, Don.
You don't know?
No, he doesn't know.
The hell you're not!
Oh, very good. You've got him all worked. You got to let him down, or he's gonna get all worked up.
How do I let him down?
Hey, man, you guys should come down and have a meal, man. I had spam, and I had baby llamas, and I had German potato salad.
Dad, we don't want that. We want comfort food. We want Thanksgiving fare.
I beg your pardon?
Or Christmas fare. Come on, this lady's melting margarine. All right, throw that onion in the margarine and let me hear it sizzle.
She's saying, you hear this? She's saying, I got a guy with his father on the phone.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
That sounds really good.
You don't hear it sizzle.
All right.
But it doesn't sound like it's sizzling. At best, that's a saute.
Okay.
I want a brisk sizzle.
You want a brisk sizzle.
You got to wind this up now.
I want hot onions. In the bird.
Stop yelling at me.
No,
hello?
I can't stop yelling.
Will you?
Shut up.
You're going to stop
yelling
at me.
You always hated me. And
well, hello.
Hates me. Shut up.
I don't know.
You always have time for Bruce Chanel and Paul and Paula and J. Floyd Nelson and the Cavaliers, but you never had time for Dolores. You never did. You were just driving around.
Hold on. I think she hung up.
Is she gone?
Hello?
Oh. Listen!
Are you guys okay?
Well, hello!
Dad's fine, but I'm worked up now, girl! Listen, about this whole Christmas... I hate my life!
There ain't no sharper dude on the face of God's earth than Major Bill Smith.
Yes, Major Bill Smith is sharp, but Major Bill Smith might be taking a nap in Dirt Town if you don't leave me alone with my phone hook! Die, old man!
You shouldn't talk to your father like
man,
that.
Forget it. She's clueless. Forget it.
Have a nice Christmas, duh. A Christmas day.
You too.
All right, God bless you.
You too.
This has been really great. I'm going to call you next time with a better outfit.
Okay.
And you can have some scallions, okay?
I can have some stallions?
Scallions.
Scallions?
Scallions.
Okay.
Thank you, babe.
That sounds scrumptious.
It's time for Dialing for Transvestites with
Bravo.
Robbie.
Very nice, Robbie. Bravo.
His alter ego of Dolores, messing with the minds.
You know, normally, those girls hang up right away.
Yeah. Especially when you yell at them. They don't like that.
She really hung in there, and the mage added to it.
She's still there.
Hello?
I got your microphone turned off, Rob.
Okay. I think she understands the way of making money, just keeping that line open the whole time.
Hello?
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 Who is this?
Hi, sweetheart.
Oh, Pops, you're still on the phone.
I'm very, very sick.
Huh? You're sick?
I beg your pardon?
Huh?
I'm very, very sick.
You're very, very sick?
The hell you're on?
Okay. Now, I could, now I'm getting...
Well, do you have medication for being very, very sick?
Hello?
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 Would you identify yourself?
I'm Carmen.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'll scratch yours if you'll scratch mine.
Really?
Really?
So what do you want me to scratch?
Who the hell is paid with good intentions? You know that?
Oh, God. All right.
Oh.
I got to end this now. Let's just see what she does. We've got to go to break, and we'll be back with a buzz in the news.
Pops, are you still on the phone?
Hello?
The toe tapping.
Hello?
The toe tapping touched us. Just the... Die!
Hellcat.
Please don't do that in my ear, Pops. That's very annoying.
Now, you know, half of me wants to see you go to commercial. The other half wants to see you try to really annoy her with all sorts of sounds.
Paid for by Perot, 96.
Huh?
God, she's dumb.
Where will she bail?
She's still on.
Hello?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
Huh? You don't know?
I don't know what's going on.
You don't know what's going on? And that's a nice computer you guys have.
I don't know, Don.
All those different voices that your computer is doing is really cute.
There you go. All right.
She is
all
smart.
Right. She figured it out.
Okay. Very smart.
She's very smart. You're a very smart whore. Bye-bye. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye, Hellcat.
Bye, dogs.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Hellcat.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, that'll do it for this edition of Dialing for Transvestites.
She would have kept on going.
She refused to die. She's like an alkaline battery. She takes a licking and keeps on ticking.
You bet she does.
We'll be back after this.